What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
You are on 98.5 and this is Weekdays with Mike. A very good morning to you. Hope your Tuesday has started well. And a very good morning on the line this morning is Steve Hall, who heads up Adult and Teen Challenge. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Mike. It's a bit weird being here, missing my cup of coffee, but I do have another one in front of me.
Thanks a lot. So you normally in the studio, you just enjoy the coffee being here. I get it. No problem.
This is true. It's very, very true. So I'm sorry I'm not there. I am now an official COVIDian, and I'm isolating here at home.
Okay. Well, it's good to have you on the line. And as per usual, you have arranged another special guest. Do you want to just quickly tease that one?
Yes, look, I do. You may remember we had Andrew Williams from who heads up Youth Alive here online a few weeks ago, a month ago now.
Yeah.
And lovely story, but his story is one from poverty and being the son of an addict. And his wife, Ash, is with us today, who's also a daughter but comes from a slightly different background. And I'm excited about hearing her story, Mike.
Sounds good, Steve. Back after this one. We have Steve on the line, and a very good morning and welcome to the studio. Ash, good morning. Nice to have you in.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Now, you are Andrew's wife, as Steve just alluded to, who heads up Youth Alive. Andrew's story was amazing, and Steve's already suggested that you've got an even more incredible story.
Oh, gosh.
So let's get stuck straight into it. Can you just share a little bit about, you're growing up and a bit of your history, I guess?
Yeah, I'd love to. Thank you again for having me.
Yeah.
When I think of my past and I think of the generations that have gone before me, unfortunately, our family has been afflicted by abuse, addiction, even the occult for many generations. And it's on both sides of my family. So on my mom's side, my dad's side, you just look at alcoholism, addiction, abuse, in and out of prison. And it's just been that way as far back as you can go. And growing up, my mom, she actually got pregnant with me when she was 15, had me at 16, and found herself basically a kid with a kid. And by the time I was 3, my dad had left us. And my mom, again, her parents were addicts and weren't present. And so all of a sudden, she was abandoned, no parents, no husband, and has a child. And there are many times I look at my past where I can see that my mom tried really hard to provide somewhat of a normal home life and family dynamic, but she didn't even have that herself. And so as hard as she tried, she herself could not get away from addiction, alcoholism, and abuse and things like that. And so throughout my life, there was just all of that stuff. I'm the oldest of 5 kids, and all of us have different fathers. None of our fathers are present. And we were exposed to all sorts of things, different types of abuse, sexual abuse, emotional, physical. There were things that we witnessed that no child should ever see. Mm. And there was just a lot of pain and suffering. We were poor, but I said there's different levels of poor. We were poor.
Yeah.
There were times we didn't have electricity or food, and we had roaches and bugs in our home, and that was when we had a home. Probably my greatest memories of being a kid was actually when we were homeless, which sounds a little silly, but those were the times we lived in a tent in the mountains, in the Appalachian Mountains, in the Carolinas, or down by a lake. And as a kid, I thought it was like the greatest thing ever.
An adventure.
Yes, mm. I wasn't in school at that time, so I have like big gaps in my education because we were homeless and we lived in a tent, and I got to run around and be wild and free, but I thought it was like the coolest experience.
Mm.
So growing up, there was a lot of, I had a lot of abandonment issues, bitterness, a lot of shame I carried. And being from the U.S., it is founded as a Christian nation. And so even if you are not a Bible-believing family, everyone can tell you who Jesus is and what he did. You know, Bible was still being taught in our public school systems until about 40 years ago as part of the U.S. education. And so although I wasn't from a Christian home, I knew all about it. You know, it's on our money.
Yeah, that's right.
And so when people would talk to me about the Lord, especially when I was a teenager, I would just get so frustrated. And I think the reason that was is because God identified as a father. And for me, not having a father growing up, I just completely rejected it. I couldn't open my heart to that, because to me, a father represented abuse, abandonment, lies, manipulation, everything that was hurtful and painful. And so right there, that was a no from me. And also, I just didn't see any fruit in people's lives. And what I mean by that, I didn't look at their life and see anything different than my experience. And so I had friends of mine that would go to church on Sunday, and they were Christians, but yet they were, you know, partying with me on Saturday night and then going to church Sunday morning hungover. And I just remember thinking, what makes you any different than me? I don't want that. That's just a religion. And so I had a lot of pain and bitterness. And I think I kind of pushed all of that of my life experience on, you know, God the Father, He's so powerful. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. And I just thought, well, that's not my experience. And He sounds a lot like my dad.
Ash, we'll take a break. I need to take a break and just absorb and digest all of that which you've just shared so well. Wow, what an incredible upbringing you've had. Steve, we'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more. You are on 98.5.
Yeah, wasn't that an amazing story of Ash and her intro, Mike?
Oh, look, and my mind went to Ash's husband, Andrew, who we spoke to about a month ago, and we thought Andrew had an incredible story with his dad, and now we're hearing from Ash, who's also had another incredible story. Isn't it amazing what God does in putting these two people together?
It's incredible. But, you know, the thing that hits me with her story is, and Ash, you know, Adult Teen Challenge, we're working with people all the time who have, you know, discovered in many ways an addiction that is really caused out of pain of life and hurt many times. And yet here we hear Ash's story, which has been a history of pain and hurt, and she would have enough reason to go on a self-destructive addiction herself if she wanted to, but she's broken the cycle. And the thing that hit me was, it's our decisions that determine our destiny. And somewhere, Ash, in there, you've made a decision to go, that's not me, I'm moving forward. And obviously somewhere in there in your life, you've taken a different course to your family of origin. Can you explain a little bit of that to us?
Yes, I'd love to. Thank you. I think for me, when I think back, I just go to when I encountered the Lord for myself. I was 19 years old, and I was working in the marketplace, and there was this woman of God that I worked closely with. And I just remember thinking she was so inspiring, and her life was just marked with favor and blessing, and she carried peace and joy and love. And she was very bold and open with her faith, which was refreshing in one sense. Although I was an atheist, I really respected her. And I thought, I remember thinking, like, man, I'd like to be like her. And I appreciate her bold faith. One day we were coming home after a training, and she just kind of pulled over on the side of the road and was very just bold. And she just, you know, had a word of knowledge, and she just started sharing her heart with me and what the Lord was putting on her heart for me. And before I knew what was happening, I'm crying in the car thinking, what is going on? You know, she's telling me things about the deepest hurts, some of my past experience, things she could not have known if it had not been the Lord. And then she took it a step further as I'm crying, and she's like, hey, can I introduce you to the Lord? And believe it or not, I actually said yes. I remember thinking, I'm just as shocked as her, because here I am, this angry atheist, and I'm now saying yes to Jesus. And so I was caught off guard by my response. But I think in that moment, the deepest desire of my heart that I'd always hoped is everything I had heard, I actually really hoped it was true. I just couldn't, in my natural mind, make any sense of it because of my life experience. I thought, there's no way God is real, because if there is a good God that loves us and cares for us and is present, that has not been my experience. But in that car that day, I gave my life to the Lord, and I remember going home, and I had this smile. I couldn't stop smiling. I couldn't stop laughing and crying, and I just sat down in my bedroom floor, and I just had a heart-to-heart with the Lord, and I said, Jesus, if you are real and there really is an invitation for me to be a daughter, I'm all in, but I've got some big questions. And I went through some of my questions. And, you know, for me, not coming from any theology, I didn't know how to talk with the Lord. I just knew this woman of God knew how to speak to the Lord, and he spoke to her. And so for me, I asked questions, and I felt the Lord answer my questions, and he walked me through free will and free choice. And again, me not having any context of any of this, I never didn't know how not to hear the voice of the Lord or to have a conversation with the Lord. It just was so natural. And I just appreciate the authenticity in that as a brand new believer. But I just made this decision. You know what? I'm all in, because my entire life I grew up feeling like I was an orphan, unloved, unwanted, abandoned, rejected, abused. And here I had an opportunity to be who he says that I was, that I was the beloved daughter, that I was chosen, that I had an inheritance, that I had authority, and that I could be whole and made holy and righteous. Yeah, I just love that the Lord would sit with me in my mess. That was the big thing. I didn't have to clean myself up. I didn't have to try to prove myself. It's like he already loved me, and he was already willing to sit with me right where I was at, even though it was ugly. He wasn't afraid of my mess. And I think I just, over the years, I spent time becoming a student of the Lord's emotions, becoming a student of who he said that I was. And I saw transformation in my life from orphan to daughter, and just really made a decision not to allow my past to dictate my future, that my past did not have authority into who I was. And I really leaned into who he said that I was.
Well, Steve, we'll take a break. Amazing.
Yeah, great.
Are you okay to hang on there a bit longer?
Oh, yeah, you bet. Yeah, this is good.
Oh, Ash, well, you have got, seriously, what an incredible story. We'll come back and talk some more. There's so much to still unpack, from orphan to daughter. Love that. And are you still in contact with that lady in the US?
I am, yes.
Wow.
Yep.
That's incredible. Back after this. You're on 98.5. With me in the studio, we're hearing, getting to hear Ash's story, and Ash is the wife of Andrew, who heads up Youth Alive here in Perth, who we got to hear Andrew's story a few weeks ago. What an amazing story, Steve.
Yeah. And of course, Ash is also on staff, aren't you, Ash, at the Urban Church, is that correct?
Yes, I'm the creative arts pastor there.
Yeah, which is amazing. So, Ash, you talked there about there was a moment where you made that decision. And I love what you told me yesterday when you said, I chose not to have an orphan mentality. And we talk about victim mentalities, but that's an interesting thought about the orphan mentality. But then what I'd like to hear from you is, once you decided that, what happened from there? How did that decision help you move forward? And you were sharing a little bit about that just now. Can you just explain that a bit more to us?
So for me, whenever I decided no longer am I going to be an orphan, but I'm going to be a daughter, I just started really leaning into what does that mean and how does that outwork in my life. And I did acknowledge the pain and the suffering of my past. It's not that I ignored that it happened. And I saw it help. I, you know, have had so many sessions of Sozo Ministry and Elijah House and counseling, and I've really wanted to deal with those things, and went on a road to healing and wholeness. But I just wanted to make sure that they knew their place, and the pain and the past, it had no place in my future. And what I mean by that, growing up, my whole life, people would say things to me like, you have every right to be depressed. You have every reason to be bitter, to be angry, to have mental illness, and everybody would understand. But I found that so countercultural to what the Lord said about me, because he said that I was free. He said that I was whole. He said I was anointed and powerful and more than a conqueror. And so I had to come to a place where I was either going to agree with who the world said that I had permission to be because of my past, or I had to lean into being who the Lord says that I was. And so I decided that I'm going to flow from this place, that I am holy, that I am righteous, that I'm more than a conqueror. And I just really felt the weapons that the enemy used against me to try to bring harm, to try to take me out, I gave those to the Lord, and he really gave me beauty for my ashes. And I like to say that Holy Spirit weaponized me with those same weapons. And so I can go into those dark places. I can speak into poverty, into addiction, into abuse, into abandonment. And I really feel I come with a freedom and a power and authority by the Lord, because I speak from a place of breakthrough and freedom. And, you know, I just love how as I've submitted my life to the Lord, he has given me a beautiful life. We have four precious children. We've been able to travel the world. We are on the most amazing adventure with God.
Wow. Steve, we'll take a break. We've got a little bit more time left. We'll come back and chat some more. This is Weekdays with Mike. Steve Hall from Adult and Teen Challenge is on the line with us this morning. And also in the studio, we've got Ash hearing your amazing story. Ash, look, we are nearly out of time. But just to finish off today, I couldn't help but think back to that one lady that really changed. I mean, I know you made a decision, however, but there was one lady that really led you to the Lord. I mean, what an incredible woman she is.
Yeah, I'm so grateful for her obedience and her just being so in tune with the Lord and his voice, and to take such a bold move to pull over on the side of the road to share her heart that she felt the Lord's heart was for me, and then to ask me to make a decision. Like, you just, that's, I don't know. I don't know if that's super common nowadays, but she just had this bold faith of, you know what, I'm just going to go for it. And maybe, just maybe, she'll say yes. And to be honest, like I said, I was just as shocked by my response, because here I was, an atheist, anti-Christian, but loved and respected her. And I remember, as I was saying yes to Jesus, almost having this moment in my natural mind, like, what are you saying? But the cry of my heart was like, yes, yes, this is what I long for. And so, yeah, I just would love to encourage believers to just be so in tune with the voice of the Lord, to step out in faith, because you never know when someone might actually say yes. I just know for me, my heart was in a tender place when she shared the Lord with me, and it was open to receive. And I just think, you know, what if she hadn't? What if she thought, oh, well, she'll say no, or she will reject this or whatever. But I actually did say yes, and it's impacted my family, my marriage, my kids and their lives, and for future generations, all because one woman had the boldness to step out in faith and share the Lord.
It's incredible. So be encouraged today if you're listening. Don't hold back. Right in the moment, pulled over on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Could have been very easy gone, look, let's catch up next week and we'll you know what I mean?
She had
and
this urgency.
Off. Yes. Yep. Love that. Steve, really appreciate you organising Ash to come in today. Just before we finish off, you've got a couple of really important sessions coming up.
Yeah, look, we have. And I think, you know, the key, everything that Ash has just shared today is really a reflection of what we do with Adult and Teen Challenge in our process of restoration. And it is about empowering people to understand who they are, that they don't have to live in their past, but they can live in a future that's been designed for them. And one of the things that we're doing is we're now putting together our solutions seminars. Our solutions seminar, we've got the first one is going to be kicked off in Champion Lakes Church over there in Kelmscott on the last Monday of August at 7 p.m. It's a two-hour session where we're going to be talking about, well, how do I become the solution, but also an understanding of addictive behaviors and how we get there and what's the root cause of that, and have a panel where we can discuss those things together. So we're really keen on empowering people to be the solution and be able to help others out, their siblings, their friends, their children, those that are in our sphere of influence. So we're looking forward to that, and we encourage people to get online, check us out, log in, and get down there on the last Monday of August.
Good on you, Steve. It may seem like a long way away, but all of a sudden we'll be in July before you know it. Really appreciate your time, Steve, and we'll catch up in a couple of weeks' time.
Well, actually, it'll be 4 weeks. I'm on leave for 4 weeks. I'm going bush.
Oh, good on you.
But I'll be back in 4 weeks' time, and we've got a very special guest again in 4 weeks' time.
Can't wait. But joining me on the line this morning has been Steve Hall, who heads up Adult and Teen Challenge. And Ash, a big thank you for you to coming in and sharing. I know we've only really just scratched the surface today. We could literally talk to hours and for hours and hours about your story. And you're such an inspiration for a lot of people listening this morning, I'm sure.
Thank you so much.
My guest in the studio this morning has been Ash. You are on 98.5.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.